From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. and other world powers are seeking an urgent meeting with Iranian officials. They want to talk about the Iranian negotiating proposals they received this week, even though the proposal package from Tehran did not specifically address their main concern, Iran's uranium enrichment program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
After discussing the Iranian proposal, the P5 plus one, that is the permanent five Security Council members plus Germany, decided to contact Iran's chief nuclear negotiator and ask for a meeting. State Department spokesman PJ Crowley says the hope is that if they can all sit around the table, the U.S. and its partners can steer the conversation to their concerns over Iran's nuclear program.
We will seek an early meeting, and we will seek to test Iran's willingness to engage.
The Iranian letter called for a much broader dialogue on everything from terrorism, Afghanistan, and the economic crisis to promoting a, quote, equitable oversight function of the International Atomic Energy Agency and the universality of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Analyst Trita Parsi of the National Iranian American Council described it as an opening.
The U.S. opening bid is that they want to halt the Iranian enrichment program. That's an extremely unlikely scenario. The Iranians are saying that they refuse to make any compromise on that issue, and in their response, they don't even address it. That's also an opening bid.
Parsi says Iran is trying to make sure that the U.S. and its partners don't control the parameters of the negotiations.
It still does provide an opportunity to be able to move forward with a conversation about inspections, verification, and transparency. And at the end of the day, as one European diplomat told me, it really doesn't matter that much what is in that proposal. What matters is if any diplomacy will begin.
But Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center says it will be tough to start negotiations based simply on that Iranian letter, which he says looks like an essay by an idealistic American student.
It's full of what we used to call POE, peace on earth, utterances.
The letter even mentioned the right of people to have free elections. Kemp says the U.S. should talk to Iran about that in the wake of Iran's disputed election and the brutal suppression of dissidents this summer. But he says there is a danger of getting overwhelmed by other issues.
The agenda is so huge that the talks will go on forever and that you will not get closure. And meanwhile, the clock is ticking on their nuclear program.
Kemp says there are other clocks to worry about, the Israeli government's impatience and the rising chorus in the U.S. Congress to tighten sanctions on Iran. State Department spokesman Crowley says the idea is to have a meeting with the Iranians soon so that the Obama administration can keep to its timetable to see how much this diplomatic approach can yield by the end of this year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.